is Voice of his baby.
Good morning to one and all present here. I am Team Murugaraj, Assistant Professor, Department of Physiotherapy, MGMCRI. Before I start my presentation, let me thank Professor Shanmuganath, HOD of Physiotherapy Department, for having given me the opportunity to present the topic before you on behalf of Physiotherapy Department. The topic of my presentation is effect of exercise on immune system. Right from when the pandemic was started, that is COVID-19, there are various theories, speculations, and ideas regarding how to keep ourselves safe, how to strengthen our immune system, what foods to eat, what kind of measures to take to improve our defense mechanism. Hence, as a therapist, I'd like to briefly summarize effect of exercise on immune system. So we are going to deal the sessions under three categories. That is, what exercise can do to your immune system, number one. Number two, what type of exercise to be performed to improve our immune system. And three, what are the take-home points, that is, what is the lifestyle modification to be adopted to improve our immune mechanism. So coming back to the first topic, what exercise can do to your immune system. As we all know, exercise has its various effects on various systems in our body. So taking an immune system, point number one is it can heighten your immune surveillance. So what do you mean by heightening the immune surveillance? We all have an immune cells called phagocytes that act as a guards. They do the surveillance, constantly looking for pathogens, invaders to attack them. So exercise will enhance phagocytes production. The main role of phagocytes is to circulate and migrate through tissues to ingest and destroy both microbes and cellular debris. So hence exercise can enhance the phagocytes production, thereby it can help to strengthen the immune mechanism. Point number two is it can increase the lymph circulation. As we all know, lymphatic system is part of our immune system, protecting our body from illness. It also serves as a place to consolidate all the immune reactions. That is, your lymphatic system serves as a place to consolidate your immune reactions. The problem with the lymphatic system is it doesn't have a pump as the cardiovascular system do. So exercise can improve the lymph flow through your body. The main function of the lymph is production of immune cells, that is lymphocytes, monocytes, and plasma cells, which are very essential to fight against the pathogens and to strengthen the immune mechanism. Point number three is exercise can delay the negative effect of aging. As we all know, as we grow old, our immune system gets weaker and weaker. So more exercises you do, younger you are going to be. The fourth point is exercise can enhance immune defense mechanism as well as fasten the immune system response to infection. Number five, that is the most important and valid point, is exercise can reduce the mental stress, which is supposed to be the biggest influence on reducing your immune mechanism. So by these five ways, exercise can promote or strengthen our immune system. So coming to the second category, what we have been discussing earlier is what kind of exercise to be performed to improve our immune system.
You were listening to Voice of SBV.
Coming back to what kind of exercise can improve our immune system, there is a lot of debate and a lot of papers being published on whether what kind of exercise actually strengthen the immune system. If so, whether it is a high intensity exercise or a low intensity exercise, what is the difference that it is going to have on our immune system? The Center for Disease Control recommends 150 minutes of moderate to vigorous exercise per week to have the health benefits. That is, we need to have at least 150 minutes of exercise every week. So under this category, I am going to discuss about whether the moderate exercise is benefiting your immune system, or why the prolonged and strenuous exercise is not good for the immune system. Although the exercise immunology is considered as a relatively new area of scientific discovery, where most of the papers being published only in the later part of the 90s, and some of the papers were published earlier, and there are theories which supports that more vigorous and strenuous form of exercise can have its impact on immune system in a negative manner. For example, in 1902, Laura B. provided an evidence that changes in WBC differential count in marathon runners. He also observed that exertion has gone far below the physiological limits, and results certainly shows we may even get a leukocytosis of inflammatory type, which meant that prolonged strenuous running in marathon runners leads to decreased function of WBC. Over the last four decades, there are many studies which have investigated how exercise affects the immune system. It is broadly accepted that a regular mild to moderate exercise can be beneficial to immune system. But it should also be noted that more strenuous exercise can suppress the immune system, leading to open window for infection, and can enhance more cortisol production. But in a benchmark study in 2018, this open window hypothesis was challenged by Dr. Campbell and Dr. Turner, and they suggested that theory was not supported by a scientific evidence, and summarizing that there is a limited evidence supporting exercise can suppress the immunity. So still a lot of debates are going whether the mild to moderate exercise is beneficial or moderate to severe exercise is beneficial to strengthen our immune system. But overall, a regular slow intensity exercise will definitely is going to strengthen the immune system. So what is the short term benefit and long term benefits of exercise? Is exercise helps the immune system and deal with pathogens. In long term, the regular exercise slows down the changes that happens to the immune system with aging and minimizing the risk of infection. Coming back to the third category, what is the lifestyle modification that we can adopt to strengthen the immune system? So I'm just going to give you some take-home points which we can adopt in our day-to-day activities to strengthen our immune system. First and foremost is get an adequate sleep. 6 to 8 hours of sleep is recommended to have a healthy immune mechanism. Then the point number two is exercise regularly. Even if you don't have time for exercising, take a space in between your working hours, maybe 5 to 10 minutes of walking in between your working hours. Climbing stairs regularly can help to strengthen the immune system. The most important point is do not smoke, because as you all know, smoking can reduce the effect of immune system. Then eat diet that is high in fruits and vegetables. Hydrate yourself with at least 2 to 3 liters of water per day. Maintain a healthy weight. Minimize your stress level. You can minimize your stress level by practicing meditations or involved in any sports activities to relieve yourself from anxiety, stress and depression. Don't forget to take your vaccines. Last but not the least, have a healthy and cheerful day. Thank you.
You were listening to Voice of SBV.